You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
A lot of people all across the world long to be free from a lot of things.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, Redeemer of the world, through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, set us free from the slavery of sin through your gracious forgiveness, and make us your sons and daughters by faith in your Son, Jesus, that we may serve you in all freedom and find the joy of life in your law, your gospel, your salvation, all in Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. Oh, to be free. Oh, to be free from nagging bodily pain. Oh, to be free from the heavy debt that hangs over our heads. Oh, to be free from financial uncertainty. Oh, to be free from having someone on my back all the time. Oh, to be free. A lot of people all across the world long to be free from a lot of things. There are all kinds of slavery around in the world, and people long to be free from their slavery. Jesus Christ promised those who trust in him freedom from their slavery. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." Just as slavery has all kinds of meanings, so does freedom. To the imprisoned and the oppressed, freedom means release from confinement and oppression. To the patient in the hospital, freedom means release from a hospital room and the ability to walk around again in the open. To people in some parts of the world, freedom means to worship God, which they are not now permitted to do without penalties. To a student in school, freedom means release from the drudgery of classwork and homework. Freedom to sleep late in the morning instead of getting up for that early class. For some people, freedom means release from all the nagging and recrimination which have become so much a part of their married life. For others, freedom is the release that just comes from getting away for a few weeks from the workaday world to the pleasure of doing whatever you want to do. Freedom means a lot of things. To some, it means liberty. And to others, it means not just liberty, but license. It means anything goes as long as you feel good doing it. When liberty knows no law, it becomes license. Everything Jesus Christ said about freedom takes into account the fact that God has established a law in the world which he expects people to observe. He came to fulfill that law, as nobody else can fulfill it. Jesus did all of that for people who are always looking for freedom and never seem to be able to find it. Liberty supposes the existence of God's law. And freedom means to live with that law in the forgiveness God gives by his grace for what we are unable to do or do not even want to do. Freedom comes to people who believe in Jesus Christ and want to do what God wants them to do. When they fail, God forgives out of the goodness of his heart for the sake of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for the life of the whole world. Forgiven by the grace of God in Christ, people are freed. Oh, to be free. To live as God wants them to live. Knowing his mission in the world, and with full consciousness of that mission, Jesus said to people who believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." This is the ultimate freedom, knowing Jesus Christ and being free from everything that haunts you. It means freedom under even the most dire circumstances. Freedom in the midst of other slaveries. Freedom from the one slavery that makes real life impossible. That slavery is the slavery of sin. It dominates all the other slaveries. Freedom from that slavery makes life possible, real life, amid all the other slaveries which people have to endure for one reason or another. I know people don't like to hear this kind of talk. They always have the feeling that they should be doing something about their slavery, or they ought to be given credit, at least, for their ancestry, for fathers and mothers who were good people and brought them up to be their sons and daughters. These people who believed on Jesus answered him and said, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" It's a natural question. It's a human question. We like to think of ourselves as naturally free. We get ourselves into messes, it is true, but we like to suppose that our natural state is freedom. "Not so," said Jesus Christ. "Your natural state is slavery. No matter what your ancestry, what your upbringing, what your experience, or even what you have done in your lifetime, freedom is not your natural birthright. All of you are sinners," said Jesus, "and all of you need to be freed from the slavery of sin." Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." One of Christ's men who had been led out of slavery to freedom by faith in Christ expressed it most graphically. "Jesus Christ came into the world," he said, "to save sinners, of whom I am the prime example." The first step on the road to freedom is the admission that you are a sinner. You need God, and you need the forgiveness of God. Only God can forgive you. You can try to forgive yourself, but it won't work without God. Through the forgiveness of God, you can accept yourself for what you are, a sinner, redeemed and even saved by the grace of God for the sake of Christ, his Son. God does that for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. It's like being graduated yourself from a slave in the house to a member of the family, a son or daughter, by faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever." So if the son of the living God, makes you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus did not hesitate to associate with all kinds of people. He was often criticized by others who counted themselves righteous. They were uncomfortable themselves with sinners. Jesus knew that everyone is a sinner, and there's no distinction. All have sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of each one of us. This is true of the highest and the lowest, the educated and the uneducated, the richest and the poorest. It's true of young and old, men and women, boys and girls. It's true of everyone. That's the truth of which Jesus spoke when he said, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Seeing yourself as a sinner, of course, is not the whole truth. The whole truth is that God is God, and he must be recognized as God, even by you. From God, forgiveness must come, even for you. That's why Jesus died for the sins of the world, and died for you, that God might offer you forgiveness in all justice and in all love. Don't ask me why God does things this way. I've often heard people make fun of God because he does things in his own way. Trust him. He is God. Trust him to be God, forgiving as he's promised to forgive, even you. All have sinned and come short of the glory God has a right to expect of each one of us, being justified and put right in his own eyes, freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth to be a substitutionary sacrifice for the whole world through the blood of his Son, that he might be at once a just God passing judgment on the whole world and also justifying everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, his Son. That's God. That's the truth. Truth is in Jesus Christ. He is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, said Jesus Christ. And he meant just that. He also said, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth is that all of us are sinners, and all are redeemed by the blood of Christ. Now comes the crunch. To accept this, to believe it, to have it in your own heart, and to live by it. The apostles of Jesus Christ called that kind of living being in Christ. It's just as if God, when he looks at you, sees Jesus Christ. It's actually that way it is. It is the truth that frees. You can know that freedom. It's in God's word. It's in Christ. Christ calls people everywhere to continue in that word and to know that truth, which makes people genuinely free. It was this truth that made Martin Luther the man that he was. He struggled with his sin and was still in his slavery. He struggled to find God and never seemed to realize that God was looking for him. He knew about Jesus Christ, but he did not actually know Jesus Christ. Then came the great moment when it finally dawned on him that God has reconciled the whole world to himself in his Son, Jesus Christ. He came to know Jesus Christ as a friend and Savior. He realized that God is reaching out to save in his Son, Jesus Christ. In the freedom of that moment, he said, it was as if heaven itself was opened before me. You might say it was a first-class case of evangelical conversion. Conversion by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Free at last. That's the way Martin Luther felt. It's also what Martin Luther proclaimed. The same message proclaimed by the apostles of Jesus Christ. And the same one proclaimed by Christ himself. A slave will always be a slave. But the son is a member of the family and remains a member of the family. We all become sons and daughters of the living God by faith in Jesus Christ, and are freed at last from the slavery of the sin that people try to carry around with them and to live with at the same time. If the Son makes you free of all that, said Jesus Christ, and he was talking about himself, you will be free indeed. Probably no one in the whole Scriptures had such a personal experience of that freedom as did St. Paul. He had been going along a refugee from the tyranny of the law. He was trying to meet the cold, harsh demands of the law of God and was pious to the brink of despair. Then came that encounter with Jesus Christ. All of a sudden, the peace, the joy, and the forgiveness of the good news of God's reconciling love in Jesus Christ enveloped him. He made the leap of faith into the freedom of the gospel. No one recognized more than Paul that he himself was not responsible for that faith. It came from God, from God's own Holy Spirit. That's what the Spirit is after in the world, to bring faith to people so that they can have freedom in Christ, freed from all the shackles of legalism and tradition, from all the slavery to the multitudes of gods and philosophies that cluttered up the religious world in his time. Paul just focused on God as he has shown himself to the world in Jesus Christ. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Paul found that out for himself. The truth is true. The truth makes people free. It makes them free if they continue in that great word of liberation and freedom from the slavery of sin, which holds people down and keeps them out. The gospel lifts people up and brings them in. It's the good news of God, of love and forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. Freedom in Christ is freedom from all that mad tearing around where people try to find satisfaction in doing their own thing. Tearing around and tearing things up is just another name for slavery. It never satisfies and it does not bring release. The freedom Christ brings is the one which makes people say, free at last. It's the theme of the Reformation. More than that, it's the theme of the gospel. More than that, it is the word of Christ. It is Christ himself and his whole purpose in the world. The Son of Man came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. What is the truth that frees? The truth about ourselves. It exposes our need, shatters our pride, and opens our eyes to the futility of faith in things and in all the false gods of the world. It is truth about God. People groping around in the dark need to see and to know God. He is not just the man upstairs, and he's not only an angry judge. He is the God who sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Oh, God, just to see you in Jesus Christ, your Son. When your Son makes us free, we shall be free indeed. Last of all, it's the truth that frees people like ourselves from being slaves to become the servants of God. There's a big difference between an unwilling slave and a willing servant. It's the difference between a slave and a son. Martin Luther once wrote, "A Christian is a free lord of all and subject to no one. True liberty has one great boundary, the will of God. It's not slavery to obey the will of God. It's freedom. It's the way of a son for whom God is a loving and wonderful father. Freedom happens to people who come to be sons and daughters of God by faith in Jesus Christ." The same Martin Luther who said a Christian is a free lord of all and subject to no one also said a Christian is a ministering servant of all and subject to everyone. Freedom has its limits and freedom has its goals. The goal of freedom, genuine freedom, is not to throw stones at other people. It is to show love, to be kind, to help the unfortunate, to be a follower of the one who is a friend to everyone, indeed the redeemer of everyone. Freedom like that is true freedom. Freedom from the ultimate slavery. And freedom to live as free people can live. Free to forgive and free to serve. In the same way as all of us have been forgiven and served by the one who came to forgive and to serve. If you continue in this, my word, said Jesus Christ, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Amen.